We've been talking about neighbors this week, Ross, and that's because the city of Seattle celebrates Neighbor Appreciation Day, February 8th. If you want to apply for a grant for Neighbor Appreciation Day, the deadline is today. We're going to have a link to that application at our website, kuow.org. Meanwhile, we've gotten some great, great stories from you about your best and worst neighbors. Here are a few more for your listening enjoyment.
Hi, my name is Steve. I've got a neighbor right now in Shoreline. I've lived up there for about 4.5 years. When I moved in, I realized that he played music all day long out of his garage, loud enough for me and all the neighbors to hear it. I didn't notice it when we were moving up there, but he's been playing it every single day for the past 4.5 years, the same 2 CDs and digital birds. He won't turn it off and he won't turn it down, and the police tell me I've got no recourse, but I tell you what, he's quite a neighbor to live next to.
Our whole family was in a terrible car accident in the summer, and all of our neighbors in front, beside us, they mowed our lawn, they took care of our dog, who was also in the accident, they brought us, you know, food, and we didn't have a car afterwards, so they drove us to, like, doctor's appointments, and so our neighbors, our neighborhood, they definitely came through for us, and we wouldn't have made it through that terrible time without them.
Hi, we moved into a house about 10 years ago. My children were younger then, and my son liked to play basketball in our backyard. Our neighbor called the police approximately 10 to 15 times because the bouncing ball in our backyard disturbed him. We started calling him Mr. Wilson, and soon had all of our other neighbors calling him Mr. Wilson because we were not the only people he complained about. He has settled down now. I think he's getting older and has lost interest in harassing his neighbors. But still there, we just don't talk.
My neighbors, when I first moved into my house, there was a knock at the door when my parents were there, and the lady came over to borrow a cup of flour. And about 2 hours later, her 2 sons showed up at the door with a warm loaf of banana bread. We have become such great neighbors that we not only have steps between our 2 properties in our backyards, but in our front yards as well, because we would have worn a path.
If you've got a good neighbor or a bad neighbor story, email us, record@kuow.org. Or if you'd like to, we're also collecting them at KUOW's Facebook page. And don't forget, today's the deadline to apply for a grant for Neighbor Appreciation Day. You can get some money to hold some kind of a celebration of your neighborhood. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.